Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
Today on The View from Wayne America, we're going to visit with Justin Ralston about Christian Student Fellowship. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. But there's a lot of people out there who do not know what Christian Student Fellowship's all about. And so you are the, executive director now?
Yeah, they call me the director, but if you want to put an executive in front of it, it makes me sound more important.
And anyway, very good student organization, not just in Wayne, though. You cover more than Wayne, so.
Yeah, CSF has been around for almost 45 years. It started in Kearney, Nebraska, and now we have campuses all over Nebraska and South Dakota. We're here in Wayne. We're at Northeast, up in Norfolk, Kearney, Omaha, Lincoln, Peru State, and then South Dakota State University up in Brookings, South Dakota. Then we also have international ministries with that, too. We have one of those in Kearney, and we'll be putting international ministry in Norfolk and Lincoln this year, too.
And you get to do a lot of traveling.
I do, yep. I kind of travel around, and we have a great staff. We have 15 staff that work for us at CSF, and so I travel from campus to campus and see how they're doing, check in on them, kind of troubleshoot some different things, and do a lot of fundraising. Mm-hmm. And I like it. It's a good job.
Well, Chris Duncan was one of those. He was in Wayne for a long time, and convinced him to leave Wayne.
Yeah, I told him I really just wanted somebody on staff that was older than me. But that's how we got him up there. But yeah, it's been great. Chris became our first campus minister at SDSU up in Brookings. It has been awesome. And they're growing. They're really on track for some really neat things this year.
All right. So how large an organization is it here on the Wayne campus?
It depends. I mean, you know how that goes. If everybody shows up on the same night, it's bigger than normal. But we average between 75 and 100 students mm-hmm. on a regular basis here in Wayne. If they all showed up on the same night, there's probably 150 altogether. We do a lot of stuff on campus every month. We have two campus ministers now here in Wayne. And so we try to do monthly kind of encouragement things on campus, giving out some free things and just hanging out and letting students and faculty know there's an organization that loves them and supports them and wants to encourage them.
Okay. Well, let's mention names. Who's in charge here in Wayne?
Well, we just hired another guy to come up now that I'm the director. I'm not here as much as I'd like to. And so Katie Morris is our main campus minister here. Many of the listeners probably know her as Katie Hughes. She mm-hmm. was the four-year starter for volleyball here at Wayne State. Still is an assistant coach for volleyball at Wayne State, but she works for us full-time on campus. She's amazing, has done a ton of stuff for us. Then we just hired a new guy that will be here, him and his wife. It's Rob and Lauren Pruka, and they bought a house in Wayne, and they should be here by the end of July. He graduated from Johnson Bible College down in Tennessee, but from Missouri Valley originally, and him and his wife are moving up here. They helped us start a ministry at Creighton last year that didn't get any traction, and so we switched them over, and they'll be here in the fall.
Okay. And you don't do just things for fellowship amongst the students. They actually get to do some mission trips.
Yeah, we're big into that. All of our CSF campuses take a spring break missions trip. They go most of the time all over the country. A few times we've sent them south of the border. They go to Mexico off and on. We've sent some teams to Romania before and New Zealand this last year. Wayne, Peru State, and SDSU, for some weird reason, we all have the same spring break along with Northeast. And so they all took a trip. They did a work trip. They did hurricane relief out on the coast, out in the Carolinas. And the year before that, they were in Utah working out there as well.
All right. And something brand new for Christian Student Fellowship here in Wayne, America. Tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, we're opening a coffee shop. Dan, you could have given me 100 guesses as to what I'd be doing this year. I would have never told you opening a coffee shop. But it was a real neat, just a God story for us. I was having dinner with a guy who's coming on our board of directors for CSF, and he asked what some long-term plans were, and I was telling him probably 50 different things. And he said, well, I know you own property in Kearney and Omaha. Where else would you ever own property? And I jokingly said, well, if I had $250,000, I'd buy a coffee shop in Wayne. We really miss the coffee shops that used to be downtown. We love that for places to hang out with college students. And he said, well, I've been to Wayne. Those are great buildings. Go find a building and I'll buy one. I said, okay. And man, it was just a really neat thing. The very next day we started looking and the price went down on a couple properties. And long story short, yeah, our very generous donor bought what used to be Miss Molly's downtown, and he's going to rent the apartments and the dance studio and stuff in the back, and then he's leasing us the coffee space, and we've been renovating and gearing up, and we're ready to soft open on Monday.
So, okay, as in July 8th.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is when people are hearing this, actually. All right, and so it's right downtown. What are we calling the coffee shop?
We decided to call it The Table. If you've been to CSF in Wayne, that's really a heartbeat of what we do. On a Sunday night, our students come in, they sit around a table, we cook them a home-cooked meal every week, and we really believe our slogan is that life happens at the table. We think there's something, it's why you eat around a table at holidays, it's why it's important for your families to eat at a table. We can't explain it, but we've always said there's something that happens at CSF on Sunday night because we gather around a table together, we get to know each other, we eat together, and we fellowship together, and we really wanted the coffee house downtown. It's going to be a place you can come and grab your coffee and go. You can grab your food and go, certainly. But our heartbeat is we really wanted a place where people could sit around a table, get to know each other, develop relationships, and just a place to hang out. And we're excited to provide that.
So it is not just for the college students.
No, we'll take anybody. That's for sure. Actually, in all seriousness, the most fun part for me has been, you know, this was birthed out of our campus ministry, but man, the community has been so excited about this. Other businesses, other coffee shops have been so excited about this. It's just been a real blessing to me to be in the community and to hear how much people want a place to hang out downtown, a place in the evenings. We're going to be open in the evenings once we get fully open in the fall. And that's been really neat for us to be a part of. There's a really neat downtown culture in Wayne that honestly I wasn't fully aware of until we got into this, and man, it's just really neat to be a part of that and what Wayne is doing downtown, and we're excited to help with that.
And, well, we already mentioned the fact that you're quite busy on the road a lot, so you're not going to really have a whole lot of hands-on with this business.
No, and you're all welcome for that.
Yeah, we don't need Justin to cook for us.
Yeah.
So who is going to actually run the coffee shop?
Yeah, well, it's been kind of the running joke with us that the little secret we'll let our listeners in on here is I don't even like coffee, Dan. I don't drink it. I just never have had a taste for it, so you don't want me making it. But no, we have two wonderful house managers. Lisa Linehan, who many people in the community will know. What they probably don't know is she is literally the best baker I've ever been around in my life.
I can attest to that from church functions, Yes.
And so she's going to run a lot of our stuff behind the counter. She's one of our house managers. And then another wonderful lady named Kelly Williams. Kelly moved to Wayne about a year ago with her daughter, who we actually just hired. Kelly's daughter is going to work for us with Chris up in South Dakota after this semester when she graduates. But Kelly used to run a cafe in Oakland, Nebraska for a lot of years, just recently retired, moved to Wayne, and has been amazing for us. I don't even want to think of how we would have tried to do this without her and her knowledge. And Kelly and Lisa will be there every morning. They're going to run the kitchen and be the house managers. And then we've got some college students that are going to work for us in the afternoons and the evenings. And then actually our new campus minister, Rob, that I talked about earlier, his wife, Lauren, is going to work a lot of our evening hours as well.
Well, you mentioned evening hours. What time are you going to open in the morning?
Well, our soft hours right now are going to be from 7 in the morning till 11, and we're going to run that all the way into about August 12th. And then once we're fully open in the fall, we're going to be 7 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. We really want a place for people to hang out in the evenings when they're downtown, and we're going to be open all day Halloween. We want to make sure that we're there all day. We'll open at 7 in the morning. We'll stay open until 9 or 10 o'clock at Halloween.
Just on Halloween. Okay.
Yeah, for a place to go. And then we'll be open on Chicken Day on Saturday for a place for people to hang out too.
Okay, but generally up till the fall, it's just going to be in the mornings.
Yep, breakfast. We'll have breakfast there in the mornings and drinks and 7 till 11.
Okay. Well, once we get, in full gear, any idea of what the menu is going to be like?
Yeah, Lisa's got a great menu. Right now, they'll have a full breakfast menu. They've got 3 or 4 different breakfast sandwiches, some amazing muffins that we've been trying for free for the last 2 months. I'm a little disappointed that starting Monday, I have to start paying for all of these. And so, but they're amazing. And then she's doing something she took from a coffee shop friend of hers. It was new to me. She's making homemade bread and they'll cut big, thick slices of toast, and then you can put whatever you want on it, and that's going to be a big offering for breakfast as well. And then at lunch, Elisa's planning on having three or four different kinds of sandwiches and then three or four different kinds of salads that will go with that. And once it gets a little colder, probably some soup as well. And it'll change. The menu will change every month or so. She's going to take a lot of suggestions, things you like, things you don't. There'll be grab and go and that you can get, but also a place you can sit down and enjoy it.
Well, it's going to be interesting with Lisa in charge.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited. I already told my wife we probably should just add a couple $100 in the budget because I'm probably just going to eat there every day.
All right, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
All right, and again, opening as we speak, today is the first opening day for the morning stuff, but you'll be open, like you say, all day on Halloween. And
yep.
In the fall, we'll be open all day long and into the evening.
Yep, we're going to have every coffee drink you can want, teas, smoothies, all kinds of stuff, and we'll keep growing the menu as we keep figuring out what people like and what they enjoy. And Lisa and Kelly have done a great job, and all the coffee will be from a great place in Omaha called Hardy Coffee Company. We're partnering with them. If you've been to Aromas, what used to be Aromas in Omaha, there's about three or four locations. That's where we're getting it from. It's Hardy Coffee Company now, and really good coffee, I've been told.
So are profits from this, is that going to go to CSF?
Yeah, everything. We're a nonprofit organization with the coffee house, and so any profit that we make goes right back into our ministry. Or back into other things that we do through our ministry. And we're really excited about that, what we might be able to do with that. We are excited in the next year. We're hoping to have international ministry on all of our campuses. And we see this as maybe a possible way that that could be funded. And so, yeah, any profits we make at the table go right back into CSF and the ministry that we do all across Nebraska, South Dakota, and maybe beyond in the next few years.
Okay, probably should mention if anybody wants more information or they'd like to donate Christian Student Fellowship, give me some contacts.
Yeah, they can get a hold of me. Our Facebook page is probably the easiest way to get all of our information. We have the Table Coffee House is our Facebook page. Many of you have been liking it the last 2 days because we're giving away a $25 gift certificate that will already have been drawn by the time you hear this. But we'll do more giveaways on there. So the Table Coffee House is a great place. Christian Student Fellowship-CSF is our Facebook page. Or you can go to www.csfneb.org, and that's our website. That's a great place to get in contact, and all of our contact information, staff and myself, is on there as well.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead for old people like me, just mention your phone number.
That's right, you can get a hold of me, 402-518-0608. That's a great way to get in contact with me, and I can hook you up with whatever you need.
518-0608.
That's right.
All right, Justin Ralston, any final comments before I say goodbye?
No, I appreciate you having us on, and we're excited for what's going to happen downtown for sure.
All right. Check them out. The Table, where Miss Molly's Coffee Shop used to be, right on the main street downtown, Wayne. You can't miss it. And for The View from Wayne America, thank you to Justin Ralston. This is Dan.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the news.